We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Benador producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're ready for some lawsuits featuring presumably student athletes in California and maybe other states someday against either the NCAA or their member institutions, because SB 206, otherwise known as the Fair Pay to Play Act, passed last night in California. So it's set to become a law in 2023. Just needs some rubber stamping. That could happen as early as today, but it's set to become a law in January 2023, and it could, at least in theory, change the way college athletics from coast to coast are run. There's a lot of good information out there about it. Also, some misinformation out there about it. I get the sense that folks are confused about what this means, about what it doesn't mean. So I'll try to make it easy for you here in just a second. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Keith Eastwood is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. He knows Sam Sausage Head. They G-chat sometimes. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him what's up. We'll see what he wants to talk about. Finish that. Take a break. Come back. Do four notable stories, 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Kevin Durant is the focus of a story in the Wall Street Journal magazine earlier today where he, among other things, says that he'll never have a relationship with the city of Oklahoma City again because of the way the fans reacted when he decided to leave in free agency OKC for Golden State. A lot of interesting stuff in this article. I'll talk about the most interesting things, at least from my perspective, right around 4:44. The Saints and Texans played a tremendous drama-filled football game last night, back and forth late. Deshaun Watson makes two big-time throws in the final 50 seconds. Gives Houston a 28-27 lead with 37 seconds left. And Will Lutz kicks a 58-yard field goal at the horn. Saints win it 30-28. Wild game. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. The Raiders as home underdogs without Antonio Brown beat the Broncos last night. So the Vic Fangio era in Denver is not off to a great start. I'll make a point about that just before 5 o'clock. And New England coach Bill Belichick spoke about Antonio Brown today for the first time. I'll tell you what he said during Four Notable Stories 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins is just like always. Then I will eventually do Dinner to Go, and we'll call it a show. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with State Bill 206, otherwise known as the Pay for Play, the Fair Pay to Play Act, that has become a big topic of conversation in the state of California and also could become a big deal throughout college athletics. If you missed it, the news broke last night. I'll just read you the top of a story posted earlier today, usatoday.com. The California State Assembly on Monday unanimously passed a bill that would allow college athletes to more easily make money off their own name, image, and likeness beginning January 1st, 2023. The 66-0 vote all but assures that the measure will go to Governor Gavin Newsom. Because the bill was amended after it had passed the state Senate, it will have to return to that chamber for a concurrence vote. However, the Senate approved its version of the bill by a 31-5 margin, and the bill's basic intent remains unchanged. If the legislation reaches Newsom's desk, he then has 30 days to sign it or veto it. If he takes no action, then it becomes a law. Although an NCAA panel was studying potential changes in the association's policies regarding athletes' names, image, and likeness, this sets up the prospect of a conflict between the NCAA's amateurism rules and the laws of a state that has more than 20 Division I schools, including four members of the Pac-12 conference. So let me give you some background here. There's a woman named Nancy Skinner, and she's a politician in the state of California. And back in November 2015, she was at an Oakland Rotary Club meeting. And among the speakers there was a sports economics expert who was railing about the NCAA's rules that bar college athletes from collecting compensation for their play. And so she's just there to be there, and this is the topic of conversation. And she's taking this all in, and she's getting ready to run for state Senate. And she told the New York Times, quote, "All of a sudden, the light bulb was going off. Rather than being the bystander going, gosh, this is so unfair. How do these people get away with this? I'm like, hey, if I'm in the Senate, can the state do something about it?" Well, she got elected to the state Senate. She decided to do something about it. She created, with the help of others, the Fair Pay to Play Act, a State Bill 206, the one that passed unanimously last night in the California State Assembly. And again, will soon be California state law that goes into effect on January 1st, 2023. And I've seen some people today sort of discount or be dismissive of the relevance of this law, because what they say is it's already not against the law for a person to profit off their name, image, and likeness. It's only against NCAA rules. So it's not like they're taking something that was illegal and making it legal. They're taking something that was already legal and making it legal. This will change nothing. The NCAA still will have member institutions operate under their rule book. The comparison I've seen some make is, for instance, marijuana is legal in the state of California, but it's still a banned substance by the NCAA. So even though it's legal for you to smoke it in California, if you test positive for it as a UCLA student athlete, you could be subject to suspension because the NCAA rules take precedent over state laws. Just because something's legal in California doesn't mean it's not against NCAA laws in this country, even in the state of California. But I think, and I don't want to speak for the people who are making that point, but I think what they're missing is that not only does this law make it legal for you to profit as a student athlete off your name, image, and likeness. This is the key. It makes it illegal for a university to take your scholarship if you do, or to affect your eligibility if you do. Right now, yes, it is legal, like legal in like in terms of the law, for the quarterback at USC to profit off of his name, image, and likeness. If he does so, he will not go to jail. But if he does, USC will rule him ineligible. They'll pull him off the field. What this law would do, in theory, is make it illegal for USC to do that. So you've got a whole bunch of stuff working against each other now. Unless the NCAA adapts its laws, and so far Mark Emmert has said they are looking into how to handle a name, image, and likeness, but what this law essentially does is allow anybody to take anything. If Nike wants to put you on a billboard for $1 million, you can do that. If a car lot wants to put you on a billboard for $10,000, you can do that. If there's some business owner who just loves water polo and decides he wants Cal Berkeley to have the best water polo team in America, and he's offering student athletes, the best water polo players that exist, you know, $400,000 each to enroll at Cal Berkeley in an endorsement deal, sign some autographs, you could do that. There's no limits. And it just, the NCAA has given no indication they're ready to go that far. The NCAA has acknowledged they're looking at it, but they've insisted they do not want it to be a recruiting tool. I've long insisted I don't know how you separate those two things. I don't know how you allow.
How's that possible?
I don't think it is possible. It's one of these little needles that they're trying to thread that seems impossible to thread. How do you allow student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness and it not be a recruiting tool? Because if it becomes known in recruiting circles, listen, if you go to Duke, Nike's going to put you on a billboard. If you don't go to Duke, Nike won't put you on a billboard. Like, that's a recruiting tool. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they separate the two, but they insist that's what they're trying to do. I think when they announced that, I tweeted something along the lines of, I'm willing to hear them out, but I've been thinking about these kinds of things for years, decades. I don't understand how you can separate those two things. Still, the NCAA says it wants to. Well, the state of California says we have no interest in it. If somebody can profit off their name, image, and likeness in any form, they're allowed to do it. So unless the NCAA meets them there, which seems unlikely, you got a whole bunch of contradicting things here. Like, let's just for the sake of the conversation, agree that this is the way it could go down. This law goes into effect January 1st, 2023. Immediately, Under Armour, because it's got to deal with UCLA, makes it known to the number one point guard prospect in the country, you go to UCLA, we will sign you to an endorsement deal at $2 million. We want you at UCLA. We're allowed to do this. You are legally allowed to do this, and UCLA can't prevent you from doing it. That point guard says, cool, I'm going to UCLA. Under Armour says, cool, here's your check for $2 million. We'll put you on a commercial. That player goes there. Now, because of this law, UCLA can't do anything. UCLA cannot prevent this person from doing that. They would be in violation of state law if they tried to tell this point guard, you can't accept that money. So he can accept it if he wants. But then according to NCAA rule, you can't accept that.
Right.
So the NCAA comes in and they tell UCLA, if you play that player, your team is ineligible to compete in the NCAA tournament. But UCLA can't stop the player from taking the money if the player wants to take the money. Now, how do you resolve all this? It's tricky.
It is.
Is the NCAA really going to come in and tell USC you can't compete for football championships? UCLA, you can't compete for basketball championships? Because your student athletes are being compensated in violation of NCAA law? And then UCLA and USC say, but we can't do anything about it.
We can't stop them from doing it. It's against your rules for them to do it. It's against our laws for us to stop them. How do you fix this? And so inevitably, what's going to happen here is lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after right. lawsuit. Because when this state law goes into effect, California becomes a different deal. Now, there are other states looking into this. Colorado is one. North Carolina is another. So it does seem like we'll get where we're going eventually as a country. But because the NCAA takes baby steps everywhere, we won't just look up in January 1st, 2023 and all be in agreement about where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen, we're going to look up January 1st, 2023, and California is suddenly going to be a different entity than the other 49 states. Student athletes will be allowed to do things in that state that they can't do in any other state.
Do you think they just flock to California in that case?
Well, this would be an obvious issue.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA's recruiting a player that Arizona's also recruiting. So we got two Pac-12 schools.
Right.
You're a five-star basketball prospect, McDonald's All-American. Obviously, going to UCLA is great. Going to Arizona is great. You got unbelievable options. Mm-hmm. This isn't a unique situation. Often Arizona and UCLA are fighting over the same players. Well, UCLA can say, you come to UCLA, we can help get you an endorsement deal with this company for $1 million. You go to Arizona, they're not allowed to do that. Okay, well, then I'll go to UCLA. I mean, it becomes an undeniable recruiting advantage.
Sure.
Then the NCAA can come in and say, you're in violation of NCAA rules. And then UCLA says, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't prevent this young man from doing what he's doing. It's against the law for us to pull his scholarship, for us to deny him eligibility. The NCAA says, we don't care about your laws. We only care about our rules. So your team's ineligible. Well, you can't rule us ineligible for abiding by our laws. We'll meet you in court. I mean, it's going to get complicated.
Yeah, so it's going to be the schools versus the NCAA as opposed to the athletes, than likely.
Well, right now, the schools are against it because they know what this leads to.
Sure.
So even though it's a good thing for student athletes who will someday go to school in the state of California, across the board, the institutions in the state of California don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
They almost all spoke out against it because they understand how complicated it makes everything for them if the NCAA doesn't adapt to this law. And the NCAA at this moment is not even suggesting that it's going to adapt to this law. It is actually subtly threatening these schools, or really the lawmakers. That was the message Mark Emmert tried to send to the lawmakers, the NCAA president, in advance. He said, just understand, we want you to slow down on this. And the reason we want you to slow down on this is because if you make this a law, you are creating a scenario where your favorite football team might not be able to compete for an NCAA championship, where your favorite basketball team might not be able to compete for an NCAA championship, where your favorite baseball team might not be able to compete for an NCAA championship. Is that really what you want? And the lawmakers, Nancy Skinner among them, said, you had your chance to work on this. We've been talking about this for a long time. You guys ain't done nothing.
Yep.
We ain't waiting on you anymore. We're not on your timetable. We're on ours. We're going to try to be the change. We're not waiting on you to change. We're going to change, force you to change. So it's a real stare down here. Like two entities looking at each other. Who's going to blink first? Well, last night, the California lawmakers decided, we ain't blinking. We're passing this thing unanimously. Not a single no vote. And they're saying, when this thing goes into law in January 2023, we're going to play by a different set of rules. And are you really, NCAA, going to tell four different Pac-12 programs, UCLA, USC, Cal, and Stanford, that they can't compete for NCAA championships? You really going to do that? They're basically calling their bluff. They're saying, we don't think you'll do that. And the NCAA is saying, but we will. And they're saying, we don't think you will. And if you try it, we'll meet you in court. And so this isn't going to be anything that changes college athletics tonight or tomorrow or even a year from now. But we will get to a point, unless the NCAA changes its bylaws in ways that nobody actually thinks they're going to, this quickly, we will get to a point where there's a student athlete or a bunch of them at California universities who are accepting things they're allowed to accept, accepting things their schools can't prevent them from accepting, but also accepting things in violation of NCAA rules, which creates all sorts of issues for the NCAA and the member institutions in the state of California. In a perfect world, this will be the thing that leads the NCAA to do what a lot of us have thought is right for a long time. Allow people to profit off name, image, and likeness, adopt an Olympic-style model. It didn't kill the Olympics. It won't kill college basketball and college football either. But they seem hesitant to go as far as the state of California is going, as far as some of us have asked them to go. And even if they are on a path in that direction, like I said, they move slow. And even though you think January 1st, 2023 is a long ways off, in NCAA years, it's a very small period of time. So what happened last night in California, very significant to the future of college athletics. I wouldn't begin to predict exactly how it's all going to unfold, except to say a whole bunch of lawyers go make a whole bunch of money. Keith Easterwood's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. He's coming up next.
At Advanced Financial, we love the word any. Free money orders, any number, any amount, anytime. Western Union, send and receive any amount, anywhere, anytime. Check cashing, any amount, anytime. Free bill pay, including all local utilities, electric, water, cable, phone, anytime. Prepaid debit card, load money, anytime. And, oh yeah, get a loan, anytime. Visit one of our 24/7 locations and get the cash and anything else you need today. Advanced Financial, welcome.
Advanced Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advanced Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advanced Financial. Welcome.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the expert with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry, these specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com. The Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center, September 19th through 29th. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This life's
got a tweet from Jason. He said, right now, marijuana is legal in many states, but student athletes still can't smoke it. I get your point, but the NCAA doesn't have to blink on this. That's something I've heard a lot on Twitter today. Like I explained in the opening segment, the difference between that and this is pretty crystal clear. The point Jason's making is that, for instance, right now in Nevada, marijuana is legal. Like, I was in Reno. There was a dispensary, like right next to my hotel. You just walk in there, buy weed, walk out. I ain't saying I did it. Just saying you could if you wanted
there, to. Yeah.
It's right there. It's just right there.
Different world out there, man.
But if you're a student athlete and you test positive for marijuana, and even if it's legal in the state of Nevada, you are at risk of a suspension, right? Just because it's legal in Nevada doesn't mean it's okay according to NCAA rules. The difference between that and this is that this law that passed last night in the California State Assembly would make it illegal against state law for universities to pull a scholarship or take away the eligibility of a student athlete who profits off his name, image, and likeness. In other words, it would be against NCAA rules for the UCLA point guard to take $1 million from Under Armour to be on a billboard. But it would be against California law for UCLA to do anything about it. UCLA, right now, if the point guard at UCLA takes $1 million in ways that he's not allowed to, UCLA will remove him from the team and rule him ineligible. It would be illegal under this law to do that. So UCLA couldn't do anything about it. There is no law in Nevada saying it's illegal to pull somebody's eligibility or suspend them if they test positive for marijuana. It would be illegal in California for UCLA, USC, Stanford to pull the scholarship or impact the eligibility of a student athlete profiting off his name, image, and likeness. That's the difference between this and that. Might get back into it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, my local basketball expert is your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, Hobos. Heroes, Street Corner Class. He knows Sam Sausage Head. They text message each other. It's Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Die, Brad. Die.
Local basketball expert talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
Well, you punched me in the nose last week, but that's okay. If I didn't want to talk about it, I would have hung up on you. But anyway, today, the fine people at Memphis Athletic Ministries put a picture on Twitter, and it was a group at the Grizzly Center, and they were having prayer. And so my son works there. And so I blew up this picture, you know, and this kid, he's lost a tremendous amount of weight. If you hadn't seen him in a while, he's got dreads almost to his butt. So I blew the picture up, and I texted to him. I said, is that you? He said, yes. Yeah. So I put it on Twitter, and people have been very nice about it. To be here right now, Gary, in Tennessee, be 0-2. They probably beat Chattanooga. Chattanooga lost to Jackson State last week, and then they're going to lose their next three, so they'll wind up being 1-5 going down the stretch. That's before they get to Alabama. It is a joy. It is a joy to go to work and do shift exchange, and they're not wearing that orange crap no more. And I just can't. I know it's probably people listening, especially Tennessee fans. My brother, my cousin are big Tennessee fans. I just can't help it, man. I have been jubilating. Well, we're 28, 29 days away from college basketball. Drew Hill is up on my podcast right now. We'll tape with Farad J. Phillips, the ex-Mitchell Whitehaven coach who's on staff at Vanderbilt. I'm going to tape him Thursday. We'll probably can it so Drew can stay up fresh a little bit. But I wanted to get into something, if you don't mind.
It's your segment. You do what you want.
All right. So I've helped kids walk on. And the last one was last July. And it's kids here, if they lived in Memphis and had to compete, would be better players. If you're a good player here, you really don't got to compete. Maybe in the summer. And that's why Chattanooga teams go to Murfreesboro and get waxed. And but I do believe, I believed in him. 6'4", played above the rim, could shoot it. And so he played, he's a 2 years played, I think, NAI or whatever, and probably in reality was the right level. But so he enrolled at East Tennessee State, and he called me and said, hey, can you, you know, help me? And I'm like, I'm always reluctant to do that, you know. So I called Forbes, who had Brooke Savage call me, and Savage said, hey, look, we're going to work out in July. I'll let you and him know. He can come out and he can earn it. Not a scholarship, but so anyway, the kid works out. They were like, you know, Forbes told me, he said, I would trust him to playing, but I got four guys that we've invested a lot of money in. So I'm trying to hang in there and encourage the kid, you know, and he's texting me during his workouts and preseason. Man, coach, I'm kidding. So one night I had to call and tell him, I said, you're not going to play. You know, a guy like Preston Laird earned my respect, but Preston, I think, had a plan to be a coach. And I will say this, and I say it all the time, he could have played somewhere.
Sure.
And there's other guys that could have, but he chose a different path, and I think it's worked out for him. But this kid, I just had to break it down to him one night and hurt his feelings. And so when the season ended, he let him know he wouldn't be coming back. And, this is my thinking. I would have made the trip overseas with him and then quit. But so my point is, if because I've had somebody else call, and I'm reluctant to get into it now because it usually don't end well. And but if your kid's going to walk on somewhere, football is a little different. But if he's going to walk on somewhere in basketball on the collegiate level, he's probably not going to play unless there's a lot of injuries. I think this kid's most minutes in one game, you know, was 8 minutes. Because people from Memphis still call me. Am I going to play a walk-on before I play, you know, Kennedy Chandler? No. I mean, it just don't work like that. And if you'll see, you know, the walk-ons even with Penny and them, they'll get mop-up minutes. It might be a minute. It might be a couple minutes. I mean, those guys usually get minutes if the team is up big or down big. But he's still at his position. He's a guard. They got four guards. I mean, Patrick Good and those guys we've talked about before. But they've invested a tremendous amount of money and time in recruiting them. He just showed up on campus. So that's my spill of the day. And if you're listening, it may be just a family or whoever. If you're going to try to walk on, even what they call them, a preferred walk on, you're probably not going to play.
Yeah, I don't understand when people do that because, I mean, listen, people can do whatever they want. So I never look at a walk on at Duke who could have played at the low major level or a walk on at Memphis who could have played at the Division II level and go, that kid's an idiot. Like, do whatever you want to do. It's fine with me. It's not my life. But
right.
I don't know what's fun about not playing. Like, When I grew up playing sports, I played two sports basically my entire life, baseball and soccer. And my entire life, I was good enough at both to be a significant member of the team every year without exception. I was always a goal scorer in soccer or always at least, you know, I was on the field. I was never on the bench. I was always on the field. And in baseball, I was never on the bench. I was always on the field up until my freshman year of high school. Suddenly I was a 14-year-old, 140-pound middle infielder, you know, and I was going to be on the bench. I was a freshman and we had good baseball players. And I remember it being, I hated it. I hated it. I had never not played anything. Any team I'd ever been on, I had played. I was never the kid watching. And suddenly, I don't play. I'm just sitting there watching. I'm sitting in the dugout watching a baseball game. And I was miserable. And the idea that you would sign up to do that for 4 years in college is just nonsensical to me.
Yeah, and what I think with all the transfers, and this is just a phenomenon I've watched over the years. So, you know, Little Billy will release a list of Mississippi Valley, Alcorn State, Grambling, and maybe Ole Miss gets in late. Well, they got in late for a reason because they didn't get who they wanted. And I think if they would do their homework and not let their ego talk to them or somebody talk to them, go where they're going to play you, and you'll be happier as a player, as a student, as a human being. And I think what happens, you take, from a psychological standpoint, they'll sign with the biggest name school because it's ego. And when they get there, they're ill-equipped to compete with those guys, and so they jump in. You know, obviously Georgia had a good run of quarterbacks, and they couldn't play everybody. But so that's the counsel I give kids, and I'm still talking to them here. And, you know, people from Memphis call, and I always ask, who really wants you? I mean, not you know, you want to go to Duke, you want to go to Kentucky, I understand that. Everybody thinks they're going to play in the NBA. That dog's not going to hunt. And so that would be that if there's a lesson learned today and you're out there as a parent, and it could be any sport, don't necessarily go with the biggest name. Go with the staff that wants your kid to be there and is telling you, hey, he can come in and compete and play, not that he's walking on or the last scholarship given or whatever. And I think that's why we've got so many transfers.
No, it's exactly why we have so many transfers. And it's smart advice. You know, there are exceptions to this, by the way. Like Frank Mason went to Kansas as the least heralded prospect in the class with Joel Embiid, Andrew Wiggins. Like, if there were six players in that class, he was the ranked sixth. And
but Frank could play, though.
Well, he ended up being National Player of the Year his senior year of college. So, like, like that's a story that really happened. But that's not normal. Usually, if you are the worst player in a recruiting class at a place like Kansas, you're never going to play at a place like Kansas. So my advice, to the extent that anybody ever asked for it, is don't lie to yourself. I know that it sounds awesome to say, I'm going to Kentucky, I'm going to Duke. Like, you know, you get to wear the shirt to high school, you get to sign with them, but then you got to go there. And now you are clearly the 10th most talented player on a 13-person roster, or worse than that. How are you going to get on the court when they are recruiting nothing but McDonald's All-Americans every year? Like, if you can't,
every year.
If you can't play as a freshman at Duke, you probably ain't playing as a sophomore at Duke. And if you can't play as a freshman at Kentucky, you probably ain't playing as a sophomore at Kentucky, because if you wasn't good enough to play with your freshman class, they bring in dudes just as good the next year. You will always be recruited over. So, like, be honest with yourself and say, yeah, it's a dream to go to a place like Duke or Kentucky, or in its current form, Memphis, but am I ever going to get on the court? And if the answer's no, go somewhere where you're the second best player in the recruiting class instead of the second worst, where you've got a real shot to contribute. And here's the truth. I know everybody wants to go to the NBA. First off, if you're somebody we're describing right now, you probably ain't. But here's the great news. They found Damian Lillard at Weber State. They found Steph Curry at Davidson. If you are actually good enough to go to the NBA,
they'll find you.
They'll find you. It doesn't matter where you're at. You don't have to be at Kentucky to get seen. If you're good enough, they'll find you.
Yeah, and Gary, you were kind to me last week. Let me tell my 73 Mets story. And because to meet Willie Mays, I was just, you know, I'll carry home with me. And I met Ali as Parkinson's was setting in. But in 69, we still lived in the projects in College Park Apartments. And the guy across the street was a paraplegic. And so he would catch me and my brother out. Hey, can y'all take the trash out? And we would fight each other to do it. Well, he'd whoop me. But the guy would give us a couple of dollars, you know, and you could get a hamburger at Topps Barbecue in 1969 for 35 cents. And some kind of way, we all got to talking wrestling. And that's when it was at the Ellis Auditorium downtown, the mighty Yankees, Tojo Yamamoto. So he says, if y'all will push me in, you can get in free. Now, you may not have a seat or whatever. And so I don't know how it came back. My mom said, yeah, go, because, you know, she was going to be at work. And so we go to Ellis Auditorium. This guy was real independent. He got his wheelchair out himself, got himself in and out. But, again, if you pushed him in, I think they still do it at some sporting events, you got in free. Well, the main event was the million-dollar wrestler Don Green, which most people don't know who he is, just when Memphis wrestling was the bomb. But he was wrestling, and the special referee was Joe Lewis.
Oh, wow.
And it was neat. And so somewhere during the course of the main event, Don Green bum-rushed Joe Lewis, which was a mistake. I'm sure it was fake. And Joe Lewis punched him. So the next week, they boxed 10 rounds, 16-ounce gloves, which you couldn't hurt each other, boxed to a draw. And so for just one night and one glimpse of a moment, and I know Joe Louis was older trying to make money to pay the IRS, but I got to watch him go 10 rounds. And again, you know, as you get older, these are things that you, you know, not money, not things and whatever, but the memories and the things you've been able to witness and see become real special to you in life.
There's no question. I'm talking to Keith Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I got a in the mail the other day from a buddy of mine in Louisville. I do his radio show all the time, and he just wanted to send a gift. He's like a nice in that way. And he sent me an Ali sweatshirt. It made me think of you. I got this really nice now Ali-like hoodie. I ain't rocked it yet, but I'm going to when it gets cold, except it doesn't appear that it's ever going to get cold again. It's a million degrees every day. Every day.
I got the black T-shirt with him standing over Sonny Liston. So, yeah, that's neat stuff. And like I say, I appreciate last week. People, you know, blew me up on Twitter, the gentleman who it, I'll tell you this, I don't know how much time you're going to give me, but the guy who had DM'd me on Twitter about vulgarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not cussing today either. And so somewhere after we went off, I took a nap, had to go to work and all that. I woke up. He had sent me a message that says, he says, shaking my head. He said, as soon as you went off, my son looks at me and says, dang, he didn't cut.
you got to keep on the toes. You're not as predictable anymore. You've gone 2 weeks with no cussing, and I guess at least a segment of the audience is appreciative of that. The other one's probably waiting for an MF or somewhere.
Yeah. They thought you could take a shot and go crazy, but that's okay. I really can't afford to do that right now. And I tell you what made me think. Dover called me at 4. He works at night too. He called me at 4:00 one morning, and he said, "Man, this guy Bennett like has botched your whole segment. He's just chopping you." And I'm like, "Well, that's not good either." So no, but I appreciate you. Appreciate last week. I think a lot of people today, you know, and we've talked race here, wife and adoptive son and things like that. But when you actually see his picture, you know, and the people at Mayhem just love him and brag on him and love him up. It's reality. And that's my – if I've ever done one thing good in life, it was raise that kid.
I'm going to go check that picture out right now. Hey, I appreciate you being here, baby. Get some rest, all right?
I'm good, man. I love you, Gary.
I love you. Love you back. I'll see you soon.
Talk next week.
All right, baby. That's Keith Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It is hot every day.
I know.
Why is it so hot still? It's September 10th.
I know, dude.
Dude, so the – and I appreciate Easterwood being here, obviously. The upstairs in my home, we got to a point – I don't know. You have to understand when I tell a story about anything like this, I don't know anything about anything. Mm-hmm. I am the least hands-on person when it comes to being able to do anything other mm-hmm. than the stuff I get paid to do. Like I can write a column – I can talk into a microphone, but like outside of that, like normal stuff, like, hey, GP, could you fix, I don't know anything about anything.
Okay.
And it had been hot in the upstairs where I, you know, where my oldest son's room is and where my office is and where my game room is and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just been hot up there for a while. I don't know why. And I finally, like, I knew on Sunday morning, I was like, listen, I'm going to be in this room all day long. Mets got an afternoon game, opening Sunday at NFL. U.S. Open, and it's hot. So I woke up, and I just Googled, like, HVAC people. And I found one, and it said, 24 hours, sir. You call anytime. We'll come right out. It was early in the morning. I was like, you know, we got friends who work on this type of stuff, but, like, I need somebody right now. I want this fixed by 10 a.m. So I call this guy, and he's like, yeah, what's the problem? I said, I don't know. It's just hot. It shouldn't be hot. You know? Come make my house upstairs not hot. So he comes over. And starts looking at it, and he explains everything to me. And he says, okay, I got some options for you. He says, not great. I said, okay, cool. Just tell me what we got to do. He said, well, I could do this temporary fix, but it's just going to be temporary. You're going to be right back where you were. It's going to be like $1,000. I said, Jesus, the temporary fix, $1,000? He said, yeah. He said, now we could do this other thing where we got to replace these two units. But you know, this would be excellent, but you know, it's $19,000. I said, son of a $19,000?
Yeah. Dude, I know. Trust me, I know.
And I said, all right, what are the other options? He said, well, this one is going to get you, like, you'll be good to go. It's not as good as this other one, but $12,000. That's probably the most sensible thing. I said, $12,000 to make my house not hot upstairs. He said, yeah. I said, all right, brother, I'm going to have to talk this over with my wife. I don't know if I can commit the $12,000 right now just because I'm sweating a little bit. So then I asked my wife. I said, "Hey, call your buddy whose husband like works on this type of stuff. See, like, if we're gonna spend $12,000, I'd rather spend it with somebody I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I didn't know we was in this, but if I'm gonna spend $12,000, I'd rather spend it with somebody that I know." And she said, "Okay." So he comes over. This dude fixed the whole thing for $150.
Stop.
Is that how vulnerable folks are? That you
no,
can just,
that is how it
that
works.
You can rip
I'm
them off
you,
that
man.
Much. Like this dude had me convinced I had to spend $12,000, and now my house is so cold, every room for $150. I want to call a guy back and murder him. Like, dude, how are you trying to tell me I need $12,000 worth of stuff when my boy came over and fixed it for $150?
I think they're told to do that. My HVAC company, every time, because they come out like every couple months, you know, just to make sure everything's working good and everything like that. I swear to God, every time it's like, well, you need to buy this.
Like, he probably could have got me for $1,000 if he wouldn't have never thrown out $12,000, $19,000.
Yeah, that's extreme. If he $12,000, no way.
But, like, this dude was actually trying to get me to, like, do $12,000.
No.
I was like, what?
That's insane.
I guess people fall for that.
$12,000 should, like, buy you three different air conditioning units in different parts of your house. Probably way more than that.
How you say that right to my face?
That's insane.
How you try to get me to pay $12,000 right to my face when my boy fixed it for $150?
That's insane.
I've never been so aggravated with somebody. Anyway.
Did you call him back?
No.
I think you need to call him back and be like, dude, come
What's
on.
What's interesting, though, is he hasn't called me back either.
Oh, so he knows that you got a second opinion.
He must know that I didn't go for it, right? Because otherwise, why hasn't he called me back?
That's frustrating, man.
I just felt like insulted. Like I am exactly the type of guy who you could get over on because I don't know any better.
Right.
But like,
I feel like I'm the same way.
But that feels a little ambitious for you to go from, if we know it can be fixed for a couple $100, you trying to squeeze $12,000 out of it. That's a little wild. Anyway, that's my "it's still hot outside" story. Kevin Durant had a story in the Wall Street Journal magazine today. Said he is never going to be associated with Oklahoma City again after the way those people treated him. Talk about that next.
It's here. The 2019 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Katzen Premium Leather, valued at $1,695. Bedliner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
There are a lot of SUVs on the road today, but many SUVs lack in sport and utility, not Ford SUVs.
Don't let me go.
Because Ford SUVs offer intelligent four-wheel drive, not to mention ruggedness and versatility.
Your first name is free.
Which means you can drive it like an SUV is meant to be driven. And you can drive it like a Ford.
This is Andy Wise. For 20 years, I was Memphis TV's chief consumer investigator. I'm out of TV news now, but I'm still your consumer investigator. I've launched my own consumer advocacy venture called Wise Choices at andywisechoices.com, where I still work for your protection and where I endorse local companies with your best interest. And one of those companies is Cooper Systems. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation of computer repair businesses. Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals. They helped me hold lesser computer repair shops accountable. For over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, cracked screens, for active customers, they'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors, too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. you expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website. Because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Foodies and wine connoisseurs, don't miss the third Memphis Food and Wine Festival Saturday, October 12th at the Memphis Botanic Gardens. Amazing local and national chefs and incredible wineries tastefully line the grounds of the live garden while live Memphis music rocks the stage. The 2019 Memphis Food and Wine Festival, October 12th, presented by FedEx and benefiting FedEx Family House. Get your tickets right now through Ticketmaster. Visit memphisfoodandwinefestival.org.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you and your family members. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Members enjoy bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. And the kind of service you can only get when you're part owner. So if you're not a member yet, join today. Visit FECCA.com to apply. FedEx Employees Credit Association is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating, because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you've got this under control.
Oh, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
Jeff Cargis is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Cargis Show. He joins me every day after 5. He's going to be here a little after 5. But right now, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
Interesting story in the Wall Street Journal magazine today about Kevin Durant, where he talks about all sorts of things, among them the relationship with his mother, existence he experienced while being a member of the Golden State Warriors, and also, I think most interestingly, his feelings currently toward Oklahoma City, a place where he spent a significant portion of his earlier career. Just a couple different things. First, it's funny because, like, I love Kevin Durant, but, like, he spends all year, past year, talking about how people just understand him and people are just out there talking and speculating, but folks don't really know about anything. And then he, now removed from Golden State, talks about Golden State. It's like, yeah, everything you're saying now is exactly what we were saying. Like, you didn't feel accepted. You didn't feel like you were a part of it. You didn't feel properly appreciated. Like, these are all the things he's saying now. Mm-hmm. I just never felt like I was a part of that the way I wanted to be a part of that. Yeah, I did whole radio shows on that back during the season. So, like, everybody could see through. Everybody knew
and he
exact,
called people idiots for suggesting that.
Yeah, like no, we more or less had your situation in with the Golden State organization pegged pretty perfectly. Like, you are now essentially confirming everything a lot of people said, really dating back to your first year there. But whatever. To me, the most interesting thing was he was asked about, you know, his decision to leave Oklahoma City for Golden State. And the reaction, which was obviously nasty and ugly, from Oklahoma City Thunder fans. And Kevin Durant said this, quote, "I'll never be attached to that city again because of that. I eventually wanted to come back to that city and be part of that community and organization, but I don't trust nobody there. That S must have been fake, what they was doing. The organization, the GM, I ain't talked to none of those people, even had a nice exchange with those people since I left," end quote. So he's still clearly carrying around an incredible amount of resentment, which, frankly, I think is kind of weird because you'd think you'd be above it at this point or beyond it at this point. And perhaps he will be someday. Like, I know Nolan Richardson once felt this way about the University of Arkansas, and eventually that resentment is gone, and now it's everybody's in a better place. On the other side of it is Bob Knight, who's carried around an incredible amount of resentment towards Indiana University since they fired him and has never properly, you know, mended that relationship and allowed himself to be appreciated by the fan base, although in the past year he has attended a baseball game there and recently bought a home there. So perhaps before he leaves this earth, they can make that right. But one of the things I've said on a variety of topics, and I think it applies here many times, is that when you harbor that type of resentment, the type that Kevin is still acknowledging he carries around, it really only impacts you. Now, this isn't something I've always subscribed to, and I'm not telling you I'm immune to it today, but I do think I've, with age, have gotten to a point where I realize, like, being pissed off about things that happened years ago just doesn't do anybody any good. You know, resenting things that happened in your past, even when you feel like you were wrong, just it doesn't, you can carry that around with you forever, be mad forever. You're really not hurting anybody other than yourself. And so I, like, hate to see that Kevin still feels this way for two reasons. One, there's no point in carrying that around. Two, he's letting people who don't matter impact the way he feels about a place that he clearly cared about. Mm-hmm. And I can understand how it would happen, but I also think it's a wrong thing to do. Because in the quote, he says that must have been fake. And what he's saying is all the love they showed me for all those years, it wasn't real love. Because the second I made a decision for my career, they all turned on me. And I hear it. I hear where he's coming from. But those people are irrational fans of a thing, and you hurt them. It wasn't your intent, and you did what was best for you, and any reasonable person detached from the situation should be able to understand it. But those people felt betrayed, and they reacted the way people react when they feel betrayed. And so I get why it would be frustrating, and I get why it would even be hurtful. But ultimately, and he's still doing it today on Twitter, arguing with Oklahoma City fans, just people. He's on Twitter today. Like, you can look it up. He's arguing with Thunder fans on Twitter today about all of this. And if I were giving him advice, I would just be, my advice would be, like, you got to leave those people alone. Let them be. They do not matter. Like, don't let those people who don't matter impact the way you feel about a place that mattered to you. Because you'll look up one day and it'll all be twisted up. You won't even know why. Like, on a much smaller level, like, I have to deal with this. Again, much smaller level. But I still, like, try to ignore it and just leave it alone. Like, I get tweets from people all the time, then they'll just be criticizing, and they'll be like, why are you ignoring me? Because you don't matter to me. That's why I'm ignoring you, because you don't matter to me. You're not going to impact the way I think, how I feel. I'm not going to engage you. Just because there is a social media app that allows you to have access to me doesn't mean you have to matter to me. And once I've decided you don't matter, then I'm just going to, like, stay there because I don't want you to impact the way I think about anything. Like, there's a, at any given time on some Memphis message board or something, right? there will be a group of Memphis fans who think I'm the enemy. Like some guy tweeted me yesterday. Me and Jeff were talking about Tennessee and, you know, what should they hire Mike Norvell if they fire Jeremy Pruitt? And I was like, of course I would hire Mike Norvell if I were Tennessee. I think he'd be great there. And they, like, interpret that as somehow I shouldn't say that. I should say, no, Tennessee should never hire Mike Norvell because he should stay at Memphis forever. It's just silly, right? But I don't, you know, you just, I don't even respond to it. You just leave it alone. But at any given point, there'll be, say, a group of Memphis fans. And they have convinced themselves I am somehow the enemy, which is bananas, because here's the truth. You could reasonably argue there's no media member in this city who shines a more positive light in a bigger way on Memphis and the University of Memphis than me, if only because there's no other media member who lives here who has the platforms that I have, the Twitter followers, the CBS platform, all of these things. There's no bigger champion of Memphis on a national level in sports media than me. That's the truth. I'm not saying it for any other reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.